Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
And touch them, man. I work hard till they work done, done. Never complain when the pressure come. Dada, hold it steady.
Food on the table, school clothes clean. Even when your pocket was looking lean.
Smile on your face, never make no scene. Dada, hold it steady.
So bring the rhythm, bring the praise. Let me honor daddy today. For every sacrifice you made, we go sing it plain. So give me flowers today. Don't wait till the old man gone away. Let's make a toast for the
to the stepdad too, the one who stepped in and followed true. Grandpa sitting with the wisdom true, showing us what real men do. Some father them quiet but they're hard load, standing firm and real proud. Never back down for the crowd crowd, he never back down for the crowd crowd.
So bring the rhythm, bring the praise, let me honor daddy today. For every sacrifice you made, we could sing it plain. So give me flowers today, don't wait till the old man gone away.
Voice Caribbean song for the week coming from Ruel Lynch from out of Trinidad and Tobago. And man, I must say that is a beautiful song entitled Happy Father's Day. And you know, we recently celebrated fathers, and I believe we need more songs that honor men who are doing their best every day to provide, to protect, to lead and be a positive role model and for their family. So big up yourself, Ruel. Keep producing great music that inspires, uplifts, and encourages people all over the world. We salute you today, man, and we need to hear more beautiful songs celebrating fathers. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the ever lovely, ever joyful, multi-talented, and seriously capable lady who loves the Lord, the beautifully sang Deja Corbia. Deja, welcome, dear. How are you doing?
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me. I am doing well. How are you?
Oh, every day's a great day, isn't it, Deja? Every day's
yes,
a great
is.
Day.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Hi, Deja, and welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Deja, when did you first realize that gospel music was more than just singing, but a true calling from God for your life?
Oh, hey, Landmark. Well, that is an absolutely great question.
Thank you.
I say I first realized it when God gave me my purpose. I had broke my foot a couple of years ago. And prior to that, I didn't really even ever have interest in singing gospel music. I wanted to do R&B.
Okay.
But when I broke my foot, he completely sat me down. I was out of work for 6 months. Ugh. And during that time, he gave me my purpose. And I remember being in prayer one day and I was like, well, why doesn't, you know, anything ever happen for me in the music? Like, he gave me this voice. Mm-hmm. Like, why is there never any type of movement here? Mm-hmm. And he was like, because you aren't using your voice for how it was originally intended. Mm-hmm. And that's actually where I got the name of my album, Intended Use Only. So I would say it was then that I realized that it was just way more than just making music.
Awesome, awesome. You know, a very powerful testimony. And it's amazing how God can use a difficult season to redirect us to our perfect purpose. Great word.
And congratulations on your beautiful song, Praising the Lord, your uniquely sounding song entitled Hindsight, a testimony, and it's thanking God for never leaving you nor forsaking you. And it's quite a video that goes along with it, too. Yeah, the Lord's been good to you. Has he been good to you? Tell us about your song, Hindsight, Deja.
Yes, absolutely. And listen, you better know the chorus there. I love that. No, but Hindsight is pretty much about a period in my life. There was a season in my life where I wasn't dealing with God. I didn't incorporate him into anything I had going on. I didn't, you know, he just was not part of my life. Hindsight is about how even during seasons when you, well, for me at least, like, I wasn't dealing with God, I had nothing to do with him, but he was still protecting me from dangers seen and unseen.
Oh, hallelujah.
You know, Deja, that is such a transparent and relatable testimony, because so many people have experienced seasons where they have drifted away from God. But look at you. You still end up finding your way back to the Most High, man. That right there is very powerful. Great word.
Yeah, you sound like you were born to sing. And Deja, you know that I'm loving that you're a highly commendable, talented Boeing 737 first officer. Isn't it less than 1% or something like that of people of color piloting the big passenger jets like you do? It's like a small percentage, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There are less than 1% of African-American women.
Wow.
That fly professionally in the United States. And it's such a blessing to be able to do this, that God has blessed me with the opportunity to fly these planes and get people to their destination safely, and to also serve as a representative for those who may inspire to become a pilot one day.
Hallelujah. All right. That is great. 737. And, you know, not only are you a pilot for the Boeing 737s, your first officer. Wow. Oh, my gosh. You know,
yes.
That is great. And wow, oh, wow. You be singing.
Yeah, Mike, she sure does. And congratulations on all your major accomplishments. Deja, there is a fan of yours, and they have a question for you.
Hello, Deja. I am Crystal J. Paul from Barbados. Thank you so much for using your gifts to be a blessing to the kingdom. Now, in a world where many young people are searching for hope and direction, what message do you hope listeners will receive every time they hear your music?
I love that question. I think the main message that I want to convey through my music is that, you know, if you give God a serious yes and surrender your plans and your wills and your desires for your own life and turn to Him and inquire Him about like what it is that He wants you to do in this life and what He's always had in mind for you, then you should absolutely, absolutely do that. I remember just a time in my life where I just got so tired of operating under my own power. So I know in the Bible it talks about God giving us talents and things like natural abilities and capabilities, and it's up to us to multiply and use these things the way that He intends for us to use. So I would just hope that people give a serious yes to God and get back to the root of what He's blessed everybody with, because He's given everybody their own talents and gifts.
Amen, Deja. That right there is so powerful. And, you know, many people are striving in their own strength instead of surrendering to God's plan and just using your gift all for the glory of the kingdom, man. You know, but I know you got to run. But before you go, I just want to thank you for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we just wish you all the best. God bless.
Mike B and Landlord, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all's support. Thank you. Thank you so much. And to everybody all over in the Bahamas, the Caribbean, all of the islands, and all the way in Africa, thank you so much for your support and listening to my music. Thank you.
Has the Lord been good to you? Has the Lord been good? Has the Lord been good to you? Just to numb the pain. Relationships are killing me. Parties with the enemy. But you spared me. You chose me. I couldn't imagine where I'd be. It's taking me a while. I heard you calling me. You got my attention, Lord. Lift your hands if you believe. Has the Lord been good to you? The church say,
so sweet. That's Deja Gorbia with her song Hindsight, singing about the days when she was partying at the clubs and different happenings, and God, she realizes in hindsight, was looking out for her even then. Deja is a first officer pilot for Boeing 737s. Deja, flying along with her 200 or so passengers, says flying the friendly skies is her office. And the relatively new gospel recording artist is sold out to the Lord, sounding good in the neighborhood. And we want to thank the gifted and cool Deja Gorbia for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord Deja be singing with her cool self.
Mike, Deja is such a talented and gifted singer-songwriter, and her passion for ministry and music shines through in everything that she does, and it was truly a pleasure having her right here on the show with us today, man. Great, great, great stuff. But coming up next, all the way from out of Nigeria, Africa, we have GPE featuring D-Minor with their latest single entitled Heaven Please. Check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Show.
The amazing Africa, GP featuring D-Minor, helping to enlighten the spirit. GP and D-Minor sounding delightful, uplifting requests to God from whence comes their help with the song Heaven Please. And Landlord, we love Africa, indubitably.
Mike, I just love the music and the production that is coming from out of all Africa, and also the love that they have for God, and they're using all genre of music to worship the Most High, man. That is why I just love to travel to Africa to learn the culture, to meet the people, and to just to see how gifted they are. And sometimes we only see the negative part of Africa, but we don't see the positive side. And so with me traveling to Africa and going different parts, I get to appreciate it so much. And I look forward going to Ethiopia and Zambia at the end of the year, man. Trust me, man, I just love it, you know. But big up yourself, GP, featuring D-Minor with your latest song, Heaven Please. Beautiful song, great stuff. Okay, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, Landlord, as all of us move forward, anybody can make a mistake. The thing is to learn from one's mistakes. Miles Monroe was right when he agreed, experience can be the hardest teacher. It gives the test first, then the lesson.
Most definitely, Mike. And that is such a powerful reminder. We are all humans, and mistakes are a part of the journey, but what matters the most is whether we allow those experiences to teach and transform us. Great word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award-winning international gospel artist, Deja Gorbia, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station, right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. But coming up next, representing the United States, is Reggie Foster Jr. featuring Devonya with their latest single entitled, Why. You know, Reggie Jr. continues to use his music to inspire, encourage, and point people toward the faith through authentic storytelling and powerful messages. And he's teaming up with the gifted Devonya. This song asks some of life's toughest questions while reminding us to trust God even when we don't understand his plan. And you know, the vocals, the message, and the emotion in the song are sure to resonate with you. So let's check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And guess what? Remember, if you are a gospel artist, please send your music to us at kaigospel@gmail.com. And that is kaigospel@gmail.com. We would really love to play your music right here on the show. So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
one is reading. Food to buy, but no one is eating. Helping hands, but no one's reaching. Got the knowledge, but no one's teaching. Words to say, but no one's speaking. Got the message, but no one's preaching. Just a part of me.
Till you wipe all tears and there's no more pain, I will forever bow and worship you. Till you crack the sky and the dead arise, I will forever bow and worship you. Said I'll give you more than this. I'll give you more than this. Not just a little, not just a part of me. Not just a little, not just the part.